All right, good morning. It's 7:43, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
We are running so far behind, but you know what? I'm blowing up the topic of the day today. Usually we would talk about something completely different, but I'm going to go with this topic for Special Light today. We're going to talk more about the big game because I'm pissed now. Boy. I'm pissed now because now I got Brian Reed messaging me.
No,
it's the same
thing.
We do. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because Brian just said the dumbest thing, and I want to talk about... I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. Let's do your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light.
You really want to go for that, huh? Good Lord.
Brought to you by... Well, I mean, I'm right, so I'm not worried about it. It's fine. And I'm sitting here trying not to answer back to Brian, because he's got his head so far up his ass, like a lot of people I'm talking to. But your topic for the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Bend Township. Yeah, you... Brian, Chris, Donnie, all the same usual subs. But I said I don't want to talk about that. It's National Bubblegum Day today, all right? What's the best? Oh, my God. Like that Freudian
slip. What
are
you thinking about?
What's the best brand of bubblegum out there? Best brand. I'm not talking about flavor. I'm not talking about what's the best brand out there.
Man. So as a child... I'll go first on this. As a child, I like Big League Chew because it was just, I felt like, I don't know, there's something about chewing on Big League Chew. It made you feel like a man or something.
You felt very adultish because you felt like you were taking a dip of chaw and putting it in your lip, and it felt cool. It felt cool,
but,
you know?
But they give you a full package of gum because it only lasts like 4 seconds after you put it in your mouth.
And the problem is... with that, the problem is, too, as a child, you don't regulate it the right way, all right? You do not, you're not good at just having a little bit here, a little bit there. No, it doesn't work that way. You end up shoving half the thing in your mouth and almost choking to death on it. So that's part of the problem as well with Big League Chew.
So I'm going to go a tie. I'm going to go a tie as a kid between Big League Chew and Bubble Tape, because Bubble Tape was the bomb.
God, that was good. That was good. And again, you could regulate it. You were smart because you could break it off and everything. And the flavor did last fairly long. I will say that. Bubble Tape did have that.
Is that still a thing? Can you still get Bubble Tape?
Oh, dude, you know, I honestly don't know. Now I'm curious because it's been a while since I've spent a lot of time in the gum aisle.
Just fit in the pocket real nice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of looked like a can of chew. Why did we want everything to be like chew when we were younger?
Right.
Every single time.
Candy cigs, candy chew.
Yeah, everything. They were really marketing to us. Both good answers, Hunter. I liked it. I actually just had some Big League Chew not too long ago. I don't know why. I think I was over at Dunham's. And I was like, oh, I'm going to buy some for the car. And it was good, but yeah. For me, the best brand of bubble gum, ever since I was a kid, even as an adult, I got to say Juicy Fruit. I gotta say,
Juicy Fruit's good.
There's something about Juicy Fruit. I don't know what that flavor is.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's delicious. It's delicious, and it lasts fairly long. No gum
like
really...
Is it like a tropical flavor or something? I'm trying to think of what it says on the package. Like,
yeah,
Juicy Fruit is good.
It is delicious. For me, I think the one that could stay, like, gun to my head, you can only have one gum for the rest of your life, I'm going to pick Juicy Fruit. I think that's a safe bet. You're never in a bad mood when someone gives you a stick of Juicy Fruit. Usually it's like, ooh, Juicy Fruit. I like that. Yeah.
It's just a good name, too, you know? It sounds delicious.
I told you, Juicy Fruit. Always think of that commercial where it's from the 90s, and it was just all amped up and talking about getting your skis shined up. You grab a stick of Juicy Fruit, and it's just people having an awesome time just going nuts for gum, just losing their minds for gum.
How about this? The best gum ever made is whatever Mike Dicka is chewing because, my God, that piece of gum takes a beating.
I don't even think it's gum. I think he's chewing on like a piece of a tire. He's chewing on a bit. That's
for
it.
Real.
Like, gum doesn't do it for Ditka anymore. It's literally like an actual piece of a Goodyear tire that he's chewing on.
Willy Wonka was like, I got to make a piece of gum for Ditka. I got nothing for him, man.
Ditka comes in, grabs Willy Wonka by the throat like, all right, listen here, you son of a bitch. You better make a gum that can handle this chewing. His job.
I got nothing, man.
Jesus. All right, we got to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the best brand of gum on National Bubblegum Day? We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:54, Brock.
Give you up.
So it is National Bubblegum Day today. What's the best brand of bubblegum? Let's take a phone call here on National Bubblegum Day. What's the best brand? WIRX, hello.
Hey, Juicy Fruit isn't a bubblegum. You know that, right?
What is it?
It's a chewing gum.
All right, now you're splitting hairs, damn it. And chewing gum, bubblegum,
bubble
for God's sake.
The best of all time was Bazooka Joe.
All right, fine. If we're going to split hairs, then yes, Bazooka Joe is the best bubble gum, and Juicy Fruit is the best chewing gum.
That's the first thing you said, what's the best bubble gum, you know? So I thought immediately, it was Bazooka Joe. I don't think they make it anymore.
Oh, they still make Bazooka Joe, for sure, for sure.
Oh, all right. Well, then after that, you know, the next one naturally was Double Bubble.
Double Bubble. That lost its flavor after one bite.
Well, all bubble gums lose their flavor. You're supposed to blow bubbles. So they get stuck all over your face and in your hair, you know?
Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Later.
Yeah, you called us out.
So, should we just say what's the best gum? I don't know.
I guess. Yeah.
Now that we've been proven wrong, Jesus.
So there's three types of gum then, because there's chewing gum, bubble gum, and for me, there's swallowing gum, because as a kid, I always swallowed my gum.
Is this the eating gum? I want to make sure this is the eating gum. we got some answers on Facebook. Brad said bubble yum. That bubble yum is good. That's good.
Bubble yum? Isn't that bubble yum and double bubble kind of the same? Is it like the big block of gum or whatever, you know?
I think so. Like, a lot of it's similar.
There's so many damn brands now.
You know? What about you remember Fruit Stripe gum with the one with the zebra on it? Yeah, that was good.
Didn't it come with a tattoo too? Couldn't you use like the wrapper?
The paper, that you could put on your arm, and then it had
a little tat.
That was dope, man. I don't think they.
I used to put it underneath my henna tattoo. That's what I used to do.
Oh God! Oh God! So many. They call me the illustrated man. It's amazing. Right.
Chicks loved it.
Let's see. Mike said Hubba Bubba. That was the one in the jug, right? Hubba Bubba.
Oh yeah.
That was the powder you had to have so much to actually get it to be gum, but it was like a powder, right?
Hubba Bubba. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Josh said Bazooka Joe. That got a lot of answers. Bazooka Joe, Big League Chew, got a lot of answers.
Thing. Well, what was Bazooka Joe made of? Diamond? Frozen diamond?
Dude, that
was the hardest gum I would ever put in my mouth. It'd take me a half hour to loosen it up.
Ruined. If you ever needed a tooth pull, just take some of that double bubble and just yank it right out. Yank it right out. Let's see. Yeah, Big League Chew. It's down to like three different types. That's it. That's it.
Nobody said like Take Five or anything. You know why? Because they're not. They last longer for sure than the old school gums, but
now
what is it? Take Five, and then there's another one. There's like that, all the commercials.
There's a couple out there. There is too many Orbitz. You got the Orbitz gum, all that. You know,
yeah.
No one put that. No, it's got to taste like candy. Like if your gum doesn't taste like a sugary treat, it's not any good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not any good.
So, Juicy Fruit. Is that it?
That's for me. But apparently that's not bubble gum. That's chewing gum. I didn't know there was a different kind. But
I got an idea.
What?
Got an idea. Here's what we do. We combine the two ideas. We take Juicy Fruit, right? And we roll it up and put it in the bubble tape package.
Okay.
Because everybody likes bubble tape, right?
Because
it's a nice little package.
We're going to end up.
And everybody loves.
We're going to end up getting this gum lodged in our throat in our windpipe. And that's, how'd he die? Well, he was trying to make a new type of gum. It was chewing gum / bubble gum, and it just went awry. It just went terribly wrong, and that's it. That's
the Plan B gum. Here it is. It's like bubble tape, but it's a stripe of every type of gum.
Yeah.
See?
Only gum that lets you down super quickly. That's the only one it is.
So. No taste.
His gum tastes like crap. All right. We're going to be back. Stick around the Plan B Morning Show.